Manx Radio's update with Andy Wint, powered by Manx Telecom.
Pastor Mai, good evening. It's 5:30. This is update for Monday, 1st of June 2020 from Manx Radio, a 30-minute look at the latest news on the island. And sport, business, Sea Watch, travel updates and the newsmakers in person. The government briefing with the Chief Minister, Health and Social Care Minister and Dr. Henrietta Hewitt told us we have 10,000 antibody tests ready to use. The return to school on the Isle of Man and what's needed to achieve it. The case of a man who died after being evicted from his flat. The impact of separating grandparents and their grandchildren. And has the sunny weather anything to do with lockdown?
Man Benham Advocates for your legal needs.
First of all, the update news headlines, 29 minutes to 6. Faster Mai, Lewis Foster.
Faster Mai. The Isle of Man now has access to antibody tests. After purchasing 10,000 tests, a programme will soon be rolled out across the island to see how widespread COVID-19 has been in the community. The announcement was made by Health Minister David Ashford, who also confirmed no new cases for the 12th day in a row and only one active case of COVID-19. Also, from tomorrow morning, you can share a car with up to two people from another household. The Council of Ministers made the change to bring rules in line with regulations relating to gatherings. And an independent review has highlighted a lack of coordination across government agencies following the death of a vulnerable person. The report examines the distressing case of a man in his 50s who died whilst living in private rented accommodation 8 months after he was evicted from his local authority flat. In international news, as few as 40% of pupils are thought to have attended some schools in England today, as primaries open to three-year groups. Head teachers' groups describe the number of parents keeping their children home as variable. And the UK Health Secretary says the test and trace system is working well. The daily news conference at Downing Street heard that a high number of contacts are being identified. Finally, the UK Department of Health says the number of coronavirus deaths increased by 111 in the past 24 hours. It brings the total number of deaths to just over 39,000. Manx Radio News at 5:30. I'll be back with the full news at 6.
Man Benham can provide guidance over the phone, by video call and email. We'd be happy to connect with you. Manx Radio Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
Gurumaya, thank you, Lewis. From the Ronalds Way Motor Office at the Irish Sea, where they're showing no problems at all out at sea this evening and overnight on the island. Clear and warm, down to 13 Celsius. Jumert, sunny with light variable winds. Top temperature for Wednesday, 21 degrees. A cloudy evening for Tuesday, then unsettled through the night. Maybe some rain around dawn, down to 11 Celsius. And Ukraine is cloudy with intermittent rain, 15 degrees. Top temperature on Wednesday. High waters 20 to 9 tonight. Sunset 19 minutes to 10. The overnight low tide a minute past 3 a.m. Sunrise in the morning 9 minutes to 5. And the morning high water 9 minutes past 9.
The team at Manx Glass and Glazing are available for email inquiries. Contact them on inquiries@manxglass.com.
The Isle of Man now has access to antibody tests. After purchasing 10,000 tests, the programme will soon be rolled out across the Isle of Man to see how widespread COVID-19 has been in the community. Health and Social Care Minister David Ashford explained more about what antibody testing is at today's coronavirus briefing.
Unlike the swab test that people are familiar with, it does not test to tell if someone has the virus, but looks for antibodies that show that someone has previously had COVID-19. It requires a formal blood test being undertaken and that blood sample then being checked for the COVID-19 antibodies. So what will this testing tell us? One of the things we know about COVID-19 is that it affects people differently. There are many people who show either no symptoms or very minor symptoms and may dismiss those symptoms as being something else. So antibody testing will allow us to look at how widespread COVID-19 has been throughout our wider community. It is also important to re-emphasise what antibody testing does not do. It does not mean if antibodies are found that the person is immune or can't get COVID-19 for a second time. Around the world, we are still learning about this new virus, and we do not know how long any immunity lasts. So it's important to emphasise that the presence of antibodies does not imply some future immunity for those who may receive a positive antibody test result back. So how are we going to undertake the antibody testing? Our focus for these first 5,000 is to test the following groups. All hospital attendees through the emergency department who would already be having a blood test. Testing all blood test referrals, both via GP and hospital outpatients, including paediatrics. Testing close contacts and high-risk contacts of confirmed COVID-19 cases. Testing blood donors, antenatal patients undergoing routine blood tests, and healthcare workers, including primary care and communities. And we will also be doing a random sample of negatively tested 111 callers. Using this initial criteria will allow us to get an appropriate mix of age, gender, geographical spread in order to build a picture of how far the virus has spread over the last few months.
Manx Radio's update is available as a daily podcast. Simply subscribe for free online at manxradio.com or via Apple, Google or Spotify.
Good evening, it's 23 minutes before six. An independent review has highlighted a lack of coordination across government agencies following the death of a vulnerable person. The report examines the distressing case of a man in his 50s who died whilst living in private rented accommodation 8 months after he was evicted from his local authority flat. It was commissioned by the Safeguarding Board and is the first serious adult case management review to be undertaken on the Isle of Man. The chair, Glenys Johnson OBE, told Ewan Gorn the review is not about blaming agencies, but learning what happened.
My very firm belief is that people go to work to do a good job. I don't know anybody that goes to work to do a bad job. And it's very important that people understand that these reviews are not investigations. They're not concerned with disciplinary matters, with criminal matters, or coronial matters. These are all dealt with elsewhere. This is about learning. And by engaging people in the process, which takes a few months, we can then commit to making real differences. There will be tangible differences that can be recognised going forward.
Well, we often hear about people falling between the cracks in cases such as this. What can the Isle of Man do to improve to make sure those cracks aren't there?
I think the report does point out the need for more consistent practice across the island, for better communication between agencies, for a better understanding about the roles of different departments and different agencies. And I would include this is the third sector, not just the statutory sector. The report talks quite a lot about the topic of information, both the need to gather information strategically, not on an individual basis, to identify people who are vulnerable and may need support so they're recognised at an early stage, to be clearer and more consistent about when information should be shared to safeguard somebody, and then provide information to service users, tenants, people who use our services, particularly in this case it's about tenants in housing, and so that we have a whole proper set of information, both what we gather, what we share with each other, and what we share with people who use our services.
Sea-Watch with the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company.
21 minutes to 6. The next sailing is Mananan tomorrow morning, Tuesday, 2nd of June. At 10 a.m, the Steam Packet's fast craft continues to operate daytime sailings to Heysham. The motor ship Ben McCree provides the overnight freight service.
Like the Steam Packet on Facebook for the latest sailing information.
A Tynwald scrutiny body has been told there's very little research about the impact upon relationships between grandchildren and grandparents in times of crisis. The Social Affairs Policy Review Committee continued its investigation into grandparents' rights today as it heard evidence from a senior police officer. Catherine Bradley is the chief inspector in the Protected Services section of the Isle of Man Constabulary, which means she's got responsibility for vulnerability and risk management. She's been in the role for about 2 years. Dolan Mercer listened in.
The committee's investigating following a petition submitted to Parliament on Tymal Day last year. The petitioners want to see proper legislation brought in for a number of things relating to grandparents, including to enable mutual access rights with grandchildren when it's deemed to be in their best interests. The committee's chair, Julie Edge, MHK, asked Chief Inspector Bradley about what happens when a child needs to be removed from a potentially harmful situation, whether the first port of call is to place them with family, and how police determine whether the family member's suitable to take the child.
In an emergency situation, it can be that we take a child under a police protection order, which allows us to remove a child from an environment or a situation for up to 72 hours. What happens during that time is that, in partnership with the Children and Families Department of Health and Social Care, an assessment is made of the situation that resulted in the child being removed by police, and where is then an appropriate place for that child to then be moved to if it is deemed it's inappropriate for the child to return to that environment.
Under questioning from another member of the panel, Martin Perkins, MHK, Catherine Bradley explained that grandparents aren't given any more or less consideration than other family members.
No, there's no kind of priority list. The family will make suggestions who could be considered or not be considered.
Chief Inspector Bradley also confirmed there's currently no legislation on the topic, either on the Isle of Man or elsewhere.
There is actually no legislation around grandparents' rights. There's no legislation in comparable jurisdictions around grandparents' rights. In fact, there's very, very little research about the impact upon relationships of children and grandparents. But what we do know is with adverse childhood experiences, a strong social connection in a nurturing environment, particularly in crisis, can help build resilience for a child.
You can listen to the hearing in full on the Tymwald website.
Manx Radio's Business Briefing, brought to you by KPMG.
Congratulations to Lynn O'Brien, a University College Isle of Man lecturer, has been recognised for going above and beyond for a student. She was recently crowned International Association of Bookkeepers Tutor of the Year. The award was due to be presented at this year's IAB International Awards for Accounting Professionals, Business and Skills Ceremony, but of course was cancelled due to the pandemic. Well done to Lynn. UK banks have granted almost 1.5 million payment holidays on credit cards and personal loans, according to the banking trade body UK Finance. 877,800 customer accounts received a payment freeze on their credit cards, and other 608,000 customers received holidays on personal loan payments by the 21st of May. Almost one in five people experienced a reduction in household income during the first month of lockdown, according to official figures. And also note this, Nationwide has argued that a borrower's credit file should be marked if they take a further mortgage holiday.
KPMG, here for your business through these unprecedented times. Contact IOM at kpmg.co.im. The Stock Market Report. Brought to you by Ramsey Crookall.
UK and European stocks closed higher as lockdown measures ease across the continent while protests continue in America. The dollar paired losses after it was reported China had told state-owned firms to halt purchases of soybeans and pork from the United States. Oil fell on worries about renewed tensions between America and China. Gold gained, supported by increasing friction between Washington and Beijing and protests in the United States over racism. In corporate news, Associated British Foods gained after saying it was working to open all its Primark stores in England on the 15th of June. Rolls-Royce was in the black, having suffered heavy losses last week following a stake sale by AKO Capital and a downgrade of its credit rating by Standard & Poor's. And the numbers at the close in London, the FTSE 100 was up 1.5% at 6,166, the DAX in Frankfurt flat at 11,586. At 5 o'clock in New York City, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was up a tenth of a percent at 25,424. The tech stocks index, NASDAQ, up a third of a percent at 9,525. The S&P 500 in Chicago, up a tenth of a percent at 3,048. In the exchange markets, the British pound pound sterling is worth $1, 24.6 cents, and €1, 12 cents. And in commodities, gold up 0.5% at $1,738 an ounce, a barrel of Brent crude slightly down at $37.62.
With uncertainty impacting global stock markets, you might think it's not the time to be investing. Well, think again. Times like these offer great opportunities to benefit from future recovery. Make your new normal an investment with Ramsey Crookle, your investment specialists. Call 717171 or visit ramseycrookle.com for more information. Licensed and regulated by the Isle of Man Financial Services Authority.
Manx Radio's update, powered by Manx Telecom, investing in our people and technology.
Good evening. It's 14 minutes to 6. Thanks for tuning in to Manx Radio. An update tonight. Isle of Man-based esports betting company Luckbox has reported a 500% increase in bets placed since lockdown measures began. Lewis Foster spoke to Luckbox CEO Quentin Martin about online gaming, the future of traditional sport, and how the company plans to hold on to that growth.
Esports is something that many people haven't heard of because it's kind of an age thing. If you're younger than 40, or younger than 36, you probably think it's the coolest thing in sliced bread. But if you're any older, you may never have heard of it. One of my favorite stats is that 18 to 25-year-olds watch, not play, they watch more computer games than they do traditional sports. So it's very much a generational thing. And for me, that kind of shows that it's over. Traditional sports is just going to be on the decline for the next 50 years. Whereas, you know, in 50, 60 years, you're going to have 80-year-olds playing computer games against each other in retirement homes.
During lockdown, particularly, you've had quite a significant rise. Can you explain that at all?
Yeah, so we've had a huge rise. I mean, since before the pandemic, I think the number of bets we're taking were up about 600%, maybe 1,500% since where we were at the end of last year. Now, part of that is driven by kind of general organic product improvements and the beginning of some marketing efforts, although we've done very little marketing to date. And a significant portion of that has been driven by the pandemic. You know, and we're very lucky to be in an industry that is not only resilient to COVID-19, but it's showing some astounding growth. And obviously, I can't say how privileged we are to come to work and not only be able to work, but also to work in an environment that's exciting and growing.
So if you feel lockdown is a factor, how do you plan on maintaining this uptick as people are granted more freedoms?
Esports are, in many ways, more exciting than a lot of traditional sports. You can see more things going on at the same time. They have more peaks of excitement and troughs of despair. And so I don't really see that being hugely impacted by, you know, kind of sports coming back or more time coming back to people. I think it's more that they've expanded the share of their wallet that they're happy to spend on and their share of their time that they're happy to spend on that. And I find it unlikely that it will go down. If anything, the watermark of where we are now probably won't diminish. I still think it will continue to grow.
Manx Radio Sport.
And with sport in the real world, Fastamai, Dolan Mercer.
Fastamai, the Island Games will have a new sponsor from 2023 after NatWest International announced next year's event will be its last one under the current sponsorship agreement. The banking firm's been the title sponsor of the Games since 1998 and has provided financial support to the host islands. The company says it's offered support to the International Island Games Association as it looks for a new sponsor. Next year's games are being hosted by Guernsey. A membership subscription scheme for FC Isle of Man opens today. The club's been formed to enter the English football pyramid from next season, with the intention of becoming professional within 10 to 12 years. They'll start in the North West Counties Football League, the 10th tier. Those behind the club have promised at least 51% of it will always be owned by members. Further afield, a proposal to introduce reverse grid races when Formula One returns is unlikely to pass due to opposition from Mercedes. For tracks like Silverstone that are due to host two Grand Prix, the governing body wants a sprint race where the leader of the championship would start at the back. Red Bull team boss Christian Horner believes it's a good idea.
Now would be the perfect time, because otherwise there will never be a good time and we'll never know. Whereas having races, you know, being at the same venue for two consecutive weekends, I think would be something really entertaining for the fans and something we shouldn't be afraid of trying.
Football and Liverpool players have taken a knee around the centre circle at Anfield in an anti-racism message. It follows the death in police custody of black man George Floyd in Minnesota, which has prompted protests around America and beyond. 29 players are pictured on one knee. England internationals Marcus Rashford and Jadon Sancho have also added their voices to worldwide protests against racism.
10 to 6 on Max Radio. This month, the school bell will ring, calling students and teachers back to school across the island once more. Some pupils will be able to return on the 17th of June, including those currently at hub schools. In preparation, Ballacameen High School's already had three quarters of its facility deep cleaned and locked up, ready to reopen after what would have been TT. Teacher Adrian Burnett spoke to Rhiann Evans.
What we're hoping to do with our students is put them in little bubbles, I think is the term that's being used. So the same group of students will be in the same room every day. So it shouldn't be necessary to deep clean those rooms, but obviously they'll be getting a very good clean. Where we have to deep clean is where students are going to be possibly moving around to go to a specialist room, say, for example, to do design technology. There are things like if computers are being used, we're going to allocate computers to students. Same with iPads. They'll have their own iPad to work on. And, of course, our regular cleaners and caretakers who are in, they are going around cleaning every door handle with every hour. So there's lots that have been happening certainly since March, to be honest.
Have you made parents and children aware of the changes that they're going to be coming back into?
I have for the Year 10 students who are coming in. And actually, we did a trial with Year 12, just with some small groups of students. So, for example, we took everyone's temperature when they walked into the sixth form centre. There was hand sanitizer that they used. They were given the option of having face masks.
Did you find that those students were quite compliant with the things you were asking them to do?
They were sixth formers, so you would expect the best of them. Absolutely. And I think that's one thing that we're really going to have to instill into our younger students. If they don't follow and conform to social distancing norms, then I'm afraid they'll have to go home because we can't compromise the safety of other students or indeed the staff themselves.
How are you feeling and how are your staff feeling about the idea of going back?
I'll be honest, there are some people who are a little bit nervous, especially those who have been in the vulnerable category. But actually, we're all teachers and we have missed that interaction with our students. And those teachers who've come in and worked with our key worker children have absolutely loved it. That's the job that we've planned to do, to be teachers. And it is wonderful to have that interaction. Online learning is great and we've learned new things about it. And there will always be an element of online learning, but you can't beat being in front of a class of children and getting that interaction.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Auto Solutions.
The 4:40 to London Heathrow from Ronald's Way left 18 minutes late, and the 4:50 to Liverpool was 25 minutes late, left at about 5:15. Inbound tonight, just two flights, 6:40 inbound from Liverpool and the 8 o'clock from London Heathrow. On the roads, Millennium Bridge in Douglas is closed between 7 o'clock and 1 a.m. every evening this week for flapgate maintenance, so take care. Crosby Crossroads, so the main road in Crosby's got four-way traffic signals for Mains Cable Lane, Governor's Bridge in Onkins, temporary 24-hour narrow lanes for wall repairs, and remember the new Castletown Road in Douglas between the entrance to the NSC and Quarterbridge roundabout there, building that Puffin Crossing. Ballagorry Farm Lane in Clonmona's closed for the MER level crossing rebuild there, and all the information you want on the roads is at manxradio.com, powered by Millie Chaps of Ramsey.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by
Auto Solutions, 670-145.
It's been a record-breaking spring in the Isle of Man for weather. This year is now officially the sunniest spring on record and also one of the driest. In May alone, with 301 hours of sunshine, it's been the third sunniest on record, narrowly behind May 1980. There were 694.1 hours of bright sunshine, did you count them, between March, April and May, beating the spring record set in 1975 by 63 and a half hours and smashing the typical amount of sunshine at this time of year, which stands at 500 hours. Meanwhile, the Alaman only got 78.7 millimetres of rain, well below the long-term average of 172 millimetres. Rhiann Evans spoke to Kirsty Pendlebury from Ronalds Way Met Office and said, has this got anything to do with lockdown?
I mean, obviously, in terms of seeing less industry open across the globe and less carbon emissions, as you say, from vehicles moving around as well, that will obviously have an impact on the amount of carbon emissions across the globe this year, and we may ultimately see some impacts from that. But in terms of the conditions giving us this really good spring, to a certain extent, some of it's going to have been a coincidence that it's just happened to occur at the same time that we've had the lockdown period in the beginning of 2020.
So are these warm and sunny conditions, are they due to be sticking with us for a little bit longer, or is the weather supposed to change sometime soon?
Well, as we've gone into June, obviously today and tomorrow, the first and second, are very warm and sunny days still. But unfortunately, we do look like we're going to see a change in conditions as we head into Wednesday. And that's going to give us a lot cooler conditions across the island. So still fairly pleasant. Temperatures may be likely to be a bit more around about 14 or 15 degrees Celsius. So in comparison to the low 20s that we've seen over the last few weeks, it is going to feel noticeably cooler. And there's an increasing chance of starting to see maybe some light outbreaks of rain, a few showers here and there, but still with some good dry spells in between.
Enjoy the weather while you can. That's it for Update Tonight, compiled from the resources of Banks Radio's news department. Thanks to newsreader Lewis Foster and producer Ewan Gorn. I'm Andy Winter, and remember, Update's back Tuesday evening at 5:30. Next, after the news, Agenda, our politics programme hosted by Ewan Gorn. And at 6:30, Greatest Hits with Chris Pearson, featuring the coronavirus update at 7 o'clock. Updates available as a podcast via Apple, Google, Smart Speaker or Spotify. The details at manxradio.com, where you can find all the news.
WINT.